वायुः अनिलम् अमृतम् अथ इदम् भस्मान्तं शरीरम्। इवन इफ दिस बॉडी इदम् भस्मान्तं शरीरम्, दिस बॉडी गेट्स रिड्यूस्ड टू एशेस, एंड येट वायुः अनिलम् अमृतम्, बट द लाइफ फोर्स रिमेन्स इमोर्टल। And then comes a very important advice to the seeker. Om Krato Smarak Kritam Smarak Krato Smaram Kritam Smara. Now this is, you might say, a very mystic and occult advice given by the Upanishad to each one of us. Krato is the will of Agni. Each one of us is Agni. Now this Agni is described in the Veda as Amartyam Martyeshu. It is the immortal in the mortal. The immortal, of course, is the that which moves and that which moves not. That which is integral light is, of course, the immortality. That also is immortal, because it has been brought down from that supreme internal integral consciousness. As I told you earlier, when there was a complete darkness, there was a question as to how to awake this darkness into light. And then the solution was found that if Agni can be put forward, then gradually this inconscient can be awakened gradually to the light. So this Agni was brought from the supreme integral consciousness as a kind of a spark from it. And innumerable sparks, each one of us is that in one of the innumerable sparks. We were all brought down into the inconscient, and gradually we have been growing along with the birth of matter, life, mind. When we say we, it is the Agni that is we. The Agni element in us is that which is we. It is this Agni which is immortal, and therefore it is that which connects us from our past life. When we die, then the body is left here, Bhasmantam Shariram. This body is reduced to ashes. But then what remains still alive is the Sukshma Deha, which consists of the life and mind, which also gets dissolved in due course. But that which does not get dissolved is the Agni, is a soul. Agni is the other word of soul. It is immortal, it does not die. It is inextinguishable. That spark is inextinguishable. It is Amritam. Martyeshu Amritam. It is the immortal in the mortals. Therefore, our soul, if you can go back to it, it can remember all that has happened in the past. And this is the mark of a development of the soul. That when you can glance at your life in a flash, even the present life, normally we forget most of our life even in the present life. But if our soul is more awake, then we can remember our life more consciously. And there are moments when you look back at your life, very critical moments of your life come, when you are able to look at your whole life in one glance, as it were, and you can mark out all the important events of your life, all turning points, now the memory of this is very important. Smara, it says, krato smara kritam, that which you have done in the past, you remember. And it repeats, you remember. Our death, our disintegration is because of forgetfulness. We do not remember the agreement that we have done with God at the very beginning. We do not know that we are ourselves the immortal soul, that we have been moving forward from birth to birth, that we have been developing under the guidance of the soul, that even now it is our soul which is guiding us, and by the help of the soul we can recover again that integral vision of reality. All this you have forgotten. Therefore, it says, you remember this. Krato kritam smara. Krato kritam smara. It repeats again and again. And having done this, it ends with a prayer to this very soul. Agnena yasupatharai asman vishwani deva yunani vidvan. This is what we have done at the very beginning. O Agni, you are the knower of all things that are born. Therefore, by the right path, you take us to the supreme raya, supreme delight. Not merely liberation and immobility, but raya, the immense delight of existence. Remove us from the attraction of the sin of our exclusive concentration of consciousness and all its limitations. And for that reason, we are offering our obeisance to you. All right, I think you have finished the whole Upanishad. Is it all right?